Wesley Awundu's turn. Wesley joins us right now. You are in the hot seat. How you doing, buddy? Congratulations.
Thank you, man. I'm excited to be here.
You've got it written all over your face.
Yes, sir.
Like you're really excited. You've got to be proud. I know your family has to be proud of you as well, huh, Wesley?
Yes, this is a big moment, you know, for me and for the family, you know, to finally, you know, have a foot in the door in the NBA and just get this opportunity. It's a dream come true.
When you saw Orlando creeping up there at 33, did you have any indication that the Magic might be interested in you?
Oh, for sure, man. You know, we was feeling pretty good about the pick. You know, as it got closer to the pick, we got that notification on the phone, got the phone call, and it was just the weight lifted off the shoulders.
That's great. And you had been here one or two times before working out?
Yeah, I was just out here this past Tuesday working out for my second workout.
Okay.
So, you know, pretty comfortable out here. You know, got to see the facility a lot, meet some guys on the team. Just a great experience.
What do you bring to this team, Wesley?
Versatility and, you know, the defense, on the defensive end of the ball. I think I could bring so many things on that aspect, you know, with my length, you know, just creating, you know, some bad things, you know, for the opposing team. And also on offense, just being a good teammate, you know, and helping guys out and just making the teammates better.
We're all for bad things for the opponent, no question
about it.
Wesley Awundu, Magic second-round draft pick here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. First player in Kansas State history to amount over 1,000 points, 500 rebounds, 300 assists, 100 steals in a career. It says a lot about you. You use the V word, versatility. That says it all right there, doesn't it?
Big time. You know, my whole career playing basketball, I've been the guy, you know, to kind of do a little bit of everything, you know, and that's the plan to continue in the NBA. You know, but I just wanted to start on a defensive end, you know, and just come in and, you know, be a good teammate to the guys and do whatever coach asks of me.
Four-year college player. It's a rarity today. You guys are few and far between, unfortunately for me, because I love the season guys. Do people look at you guys having been in college 4 years like you have three eyes at this particular point? I mean, is it a little strange? It's kind of backwards.
Yeah, it's a little strange, man. You know, I guess we're the eye guys out the group. But, you know, I like to use the example of Brogdon from the Bucks.
Sure.
You know, polished guys that's been in college for 4 years, the experience is great for you. You know, just getting to the next level, being ready to contribute right away. You know, you're very polished with the game, and you just know a lot of things about the game.
I agree. Why do you think there is a stigma attached to the four-year college player all of a sudden now in the NBA?
To be honest, I wish I could tell you the real answer. I don't even know myself.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't have a real answer for
it.
You know?
Yeah.
I think about it every day.
Yeah, Wesley Awundu here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Magic GM John Hammond calls you a 3-and-D player. What's that all about?
Man, you know, just with the improved shot going into my senior year and also being able to do a lot of things on the defensive end, you know, switching on different positions on defensive end, you know, the 3-and-D is there.
Yeah, I was talking with Jonathan Isaac just a few moments ago, and I asked him, what do you need to get better at? And he said, everything. So I'll ask you the same question. What do you need to get better at to where you're at a point you can compete at this level?
I'm going to say the same. Everything. You know, I want to come in, you know, get with the coaches, just learn anything I can, especially going into Summer League next week. I feel like this is a great opportunity, you know, just learn a lot about my game. You know, I'm still developing as a player also. So it's never a day where I felt like I've arrived. You know, I just want to get better every day.
And you come from a basketball program and a conference that has a pretty darn good reputation. Do you think that play that you got there at K-State within the Big 12 will help you into the NBA?
Oh, big time. You know, every night was against great teams, great competition, you know, with great players. You know, I think the Big 12 had close to five players get drafted this year, five or six. So that just shows your level of competition you face in the Big 12.
You're the number 33 pick early in the second round. Second round picks in the NBA don't have a great history as far as actually making and sticking on NBA teams. I get the feeling that you think you're going to turn that thing around here in Orlando, don't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, you know, I carry the underdog mentality. And, you know, being here in Orlando, it doesn't change. And I think just having that mentality, hopefully it can help rub off on some of the guys, too, you know, to just get better every day and compete in practice, bring it every day.
Shooting guard, small forward, a little bit of both, 3-2, 2-3, what are you?
Oh, man, shooting guard, small forward, maybe a little one here and there, small ball forward.
So just, you can handle the ball a little bit.
Oh, yes, yes. I've been handling the ball, you know, from A lot of times in my career, you know, I'm pretty comfortable with it. So, you know, whatever coach asks of me, I feel like I can be comfortable.
I know Frank Vogel loves hearing that. He loves that versatile type of player. Well, I won't take any more of your time, Wesley. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
And let's go get him. You're going to play in Summer League, correct?
Yes.
Okay, we'll see you then. All right, buddy?
Yes, sir. Sounds good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.